B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, two men were horrified when a dark substance with a horrible smell that started dripping down their wall was actually the blood of an upstairs neighbor who had died more than a week earlier.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. AJ McCrady tweeted pictures and videos from the stains in his apartment in Minneapolis, saying that it, quote, smelt horrible recently. He and his roommate called a maintenance team to investigate who discovered the decomposing, who had discovered the decomposing body of their neighbor. Yeah. Authorities said the black tar-like liquid was bodily fluids. It had leaked through the floor and into AJ's apartment.
What did it taste like?
They didn't say. He and Evan Schultz told their Twitter followers about the grim discovery, with AJ saying, "My apartment has smelt horrible recently, and I just found out the guy living above me has been dead for over a week."
It's wild that it liquefied. I mean, that's actually fairly quick, is it not?
I would think
so. For a body to liquefy.
He said, and before you ask, his body was just discovered after his blood leaked down the ceiling into our apartment this morning.
Okay.
All I really know of the situation is the man upstairs died in his sleep. His body decomposed and somehow managed to seep into our apartment. AJ said that at first, maintenance workers had no idea what the substance leaked down the hall was. He added, he wiped off a little on the wall to examine it and still really couldn't determine anything.
Listen, I don't want to insert a blatant commercial here, but I'd call the fine folks at Horizon.
Officers investigated the scene and nothing appeared suspicious. The deceased man's identity and cause of death have not yet been released.
So whatever it was, it had to have allowed blood to exit the body, right? Because
I don't know.
A sack of meat.
Yeah.
At that point, after a week.
Recent violent fights between school students in Grand Prairie, Canada, appear to be organized by adults. This is a fight club that's being organized by adults, and a local school board is warning parents. Two organized fights in parking lots sparked a letter to parents after a request from local police. Neither of the fights occurred on the school's property. But one was in a well-lit local school parking lot.
How old are these kids that are fighting?
They're like high school kids.
Oh, all right.
So both of the fights occurred at night with cars forming a circle around the area as many people surrounded to watch.
Well, there you go.
Two adults appear to be organizing the fights. The fight is prearranged. The location and time is selected, and certain students are invited to the fight. Cars form the circle, turn their lights on. The fight then occurs and is videotaped. The two fights were intense and injuries were severe.
Adults are running this.
Yeah, one student was hospitalized because of this.
Don't they have a chess club?
The school board is asking parents and students to notify police immediately if they witness this activity or hear of a scheduled fight in advance.
Did your school have a fight club?
Not that I remember, no.
I wonder if there's gambling.
All right, this is messed up, man. Big time messed up. A Kansas woman was convicted Thursday of beheading her ex-boyfriend's mother and then leaving the severed head in a kitchen sink.
Wow.
Rachel Hilliard of Wichita cut off the head of 63-year-old Mickey Davis with two steak knives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Hilliard attacked Davis without provocation, the district attorney Mark Bennett said. Davis went to Hilliard's home with her 9-year-old grandson to collect his things at Hilliard's instance.
Jeez.
For their own reasons, Richard Hilliard had it with Mickey, according to Bennett. Hilliard, who was treated at a state psychiatric hospital before she was declared competent for trial, said she was discussing a painting with Davis when she lost her temper.
And cut her head off?
Yeah, she said, "I just freaked out. And we were wrestling in the garage, and we got into a fight." What?
There's a big step between wrestling and decapitating.
Uh-huh. Prosecutor said Davis's grandson told police that Hilliard jumped on the elder woman and beat her with no warning. God.
And another thing, don't leave your heads in the sink.
Yeah. They were just talking about art, apparently.
Yeah.
And that happened.
I wonder what the discussion was centered around.
Bennett said Hilliard used a second knife after the blade of her first one broke.
Yeah.
Davis was found in the garage and her severed head in the kitchen sink. Do you know how much time and effort it would take to cut a human head off?
Not unless you're using the new Guy Fieri knives.
That's
they are sensational.
Super sharp.
Super sharp.
Hilliard is expected to be sentenced on March 27th. That is just absolutely over-the-top insane. Wow. When gasoline fumes got too intense at an Indianapolis auto repair shop on Tuesday, workers thought that they had the perfect solution. It didn't work. Instead, a fire that heavily damaged the business broke out.
I got this.
Workers at the auto center store had emptied a gas tank on a car and put the gas in a bucket. Now, when the fumes became too strong, they needed to, you know, change the odor in the room. So they lit some incense to help with the smell. Embers from the incense found their way into the bucket, and the gas went up in flames. The workers escaped unharmed and called 911. Firefighters.
Yeah, Joey, use some of that sandalwood.
Firefighters went to work, and it took 40 minutes to bring the blaze under control. The fire did not spread to adjoining businesses, but damage to the auto repair shop was indeed heavy. So, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you.
It always makes me think of the scene in every one of the Roadrunner commercials, but the cartoons, but the one where he's in the shack, the coyote, and he doesn't know what's in there, and he keeps lighting the match, but you keep seeing the words TNT behind
right,
him.
Right. He just keeps going.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Residents in a South Indian apartment got a boozy surprise when they turned on their tap water and smelled a strong mixture of alcohol pouring from their faucets.
Wow.
18 apartment units were affected when alcohol that authorities buried years ago leaked into a nearby well. Joshi Melekal has said, "We were so shocked." He's the owner of the apartment complex. The Times of India reported that residents first discovered problems with their water Sunday afternoon.
I am so shocked.
The water smelled like liquor, tasted like liquor, and it turned out it was liquor. More than 1,500 gallons of it, the newspaper reported.
What kind of liquor, Preston? Did it say it was like wine or just general?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was booze of some type. Yeah, exactly, Kath. Families
on tap.
The apartment had used the well for years because it was the only source of potable water.
Potable.
The well has been cleaned 8 times, but residents said they fear that it could take up to a month before it could be operational.
That's crazy.
Local authorities seized the booze from a bar under a court order about 6 years ago. 1,500 gallons were opened and dumped in it. In a pit near the bar. Authorities, however, failed to check the area around it. The officials were unaware that there was a well nearby, and the liquid appears to have seeped through the soil and polluted the well water. So they were getting booze on tap for a little while.
That's insane.
A Florida man behind bars finds himself in a familiar place. He was arrested for the 66th time on Wednesday. After being on the run since last year.
66 times. Now he's going to turn his life around.
Sarasota deputies say Kaiser Pontoon.
Kaiser Pontoon?
No.
You've got to love that name.
I'd be a criminal, too, if my name was Kaiser Pontoon.
Kaiser Pontoon was arrested for failing to appear. It sounds like a Bond villain, doesn't it? Like a low-rent villain. Was arrested for failing to appear, drug charges, being a felon with a firearm, and
Kaiser Pontoon
for leading officers on a chase. Pontoon is a repeat offender with a rap sheet that not many can say they have. Dozens of arrests from drugs, fleeing, fraud, aggravated assault to grand theft.
How big is his rap sheet?
Reoffending, it's like a CVS.
It's got to be a receipt.
So reoffending, and not many can tell us. Why it happens, what? Reoffending and not many can, anyway. At 28 years old, Pontoon has been arrested more than 6 times. Cases upon cases, and Pontoon has seemed to continue making an appearance on inmate logs. But his story isn't unique. This is apparently happening across the state, but 66.
You can't just float through life, Mr. Pontoon.
Pretty damn high. I get it.
See, because pontoons, it's like floating.
A man who was making his way back to Minneapolis to a hotel around 3 a.m. Saturday tried to cross the icy Mississippi River near the Stone Arch Bridge and fell partly through the ice. He told fire crews that rescued him that his Google Maps directed him across the river.
To walk across the river?
Mm-hmm.
Walk across treacherous river.
A fire department spokesman, Brian Tyner, who speculated that the man misinterpreted the direction, should have crossed the bridge instead. He said, I think that's probably what Google Maps meant.
Yeah, they usually encourage you to use bridges when crossing rivers.
The man who was visiting from out of state had a mild case of hypothermia. A man died after getting stuck in a donation bin outside a Tennessee Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, authorities were notified on Sunday about the victim who apparently was trapped in the clothing and shoe donation bin.
You had another story like this a while ago.
Oh, yeah, that woman. She crawled all the way inside and stayed for days. This guy, they responded and they found the lower part of his body was hanging out of the donation bin, so he got stuck in there. The 48-year-old was extricated from the scene and pronounced dead there. No foul play was involved. Yeah,
it seems like they're homeless people trying to get some sort of warmth or shelter.
Steal stuff, you know. I don't know. It's hard to say. So do we have to wrap it up there?
Yes, sir.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.